This is Rob. Can I help you?
Hi, Rob. This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Well, thank you for calling back. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just working here today.
Yeah, Rob, I've sent you the email, and I don't know if you've seen it already, but I'm still missing your tax return, right?
Oh, I didn't see a request for a tax return. You want 2015, the whole thing?
No. All I need is what's about your business. If it's the corporation, then it's... But according to your application,
it's a sole proprietor.
Yep. Okay, profit and loss statement, which says the name of the business.
Right. That's the front page of Schedule C.
Yes, Schedule C, but it usually calls profit and loss. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I will have, I have to see. I know I can probably go and send you just the whole statement. I mean, the whole return if you want it. That's a PDF.
Yeah, you can, but I will need just one page. But it's okay. You're welcome to send me
the
whole, or if you have it online.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go online and then just save it and then send it on to you.
No problem. I'll take the pages I need.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So that's what you're still missing then.
Right.
Okay. I'll have it there in a few minutes.
And your payments with IRS, it's for all the liens you have right now, right? Or not all of them?
It's a little confusing. I went through and I pulled all my credit reports. There are only two active liens. One is for $75,000. One is for $5,000 and something. There's a third federal lien that, if you look at it carefully, it says release. I have a release of lien filed against that from 4 years
ago. Okay, if it's filed, okay. If release is there, it's there. It's
but
not,
the whole
okay.
point is...
But for these two you have, right?
You just have to understand... those were put when this was originally assigned to me, this debt, of which I've paid like $30,000. I'm going to approach the IRS and ask them.
Do you mean it was? I just want to know so I can explain it. What do you mean was assigned to you?
I'm sorry.
Mean that it by it was assigned to you originally? You said something?
When they took... the penalty, and I couldn't pay it in full, I set up a payment plan. They secured that with a lien against any real property that you have. And there was two parts to it. One was the business for $5,000+, which I paid off right away. That's the release of lien. There was $70,000. And then there was a subsequent six that they added to that, and those were in separate tax documents that are on there. The amount that I owe is $51,000 and change, so it's come down. But the lien is still for more than what I owe, but that's just the way it'll stay. The full $70,000 on there till the day before I pay it off. You see what I'm saying?
I see. Actually, the credit department's concern, usually, it's if they will give you the loan, if they will transfer money to your account, the first person or the first who will come and grab all this money is IRS.
No. I've borrowed $20,000. I borrowed $18,000.
Exactly, because
multiple,
you have
there's
the
There's no issue
plan.
With there. I have a payment plan, and I have a
right. That's why I needed the document showing that you have a payment plan.
Yeah, and I
you
sent it.
Gave it to me. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So now if you will send me your tax return for 2015 I only need 1 year.
I'll send you last year's, the most recent. And,
okay,
and then when you have that, what's the timeline to get this thing looked at?
I hope till Monday I will have the answer.
On Monday?
Yeah, because by the time you'll send it to me, I'll send it to credit department. They need
Okay.
Usually 24 to 48 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
24
I will
to 48
take a
hours.
Break right now, and I'll find that, and I'll send it over to your email.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks, now.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, bye.